Are you trying to get sleep and it's just not working? Today, I'm going to introduce you to my sleep acronym to help you get sleep-filled nights. In our most sleep-deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Googe, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents on how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey. Hey there, and welcome to today's episode. And of course, when I'm connecting with families, they're reaching out because they are trying to figure out how to get those sleep-filled nights and naps in place in their home. Today, we're going to use the acronym SLEEP to help you understand the five principles of getting good sleep. And then we'll break it down. So S is for show up as a calm, confident, and rested parent. L is to lead and guide the routines with trust and respect. E is to establish environments and communication that support the routines. E, empower your child and embrace the learning process. And P, play, have fun, and become the parent you want to be while everyone gets sleep. So let's dive into what it means when we show up as a calm, confident, and rested parent. I believe that this is the skill set that we can learn and acquire as parents. Learning to be calm means that we're going to be comfortable in the things that we're doing. We're going to be able to show up and be compassionate and connect with our little one. And that's going to help us lead with confidence. But sometimes we don't realize that along the way in our parenting journey, we might need to make some decisions. And we also might need to learn some essentials. And that's one of the things I share with families in the Healthy Sleep Foundations course. And this is where it helps us get to a place that we can come from a place of rest. And depending on the season of parenting you're in, especially if you are a parent of a newborn, rest might look different. It might be about maximizing the sleep that you get instead of getting all of the sleep that you get. As a sleep coach and a postpartum doula, I share so many tips and tricks with families to learn how to take care of themselves as they're also taking care of their child, which is going to help you show up and not feel like you're having to suffer and be sleep deprived. So I want you to know that that's definitely possible. The L is that we're going to lead and guide the routines with trust and respect. Now, some of us may not realize that sleep is really a huge piece about trust. And for so many years, I had trust issues and I didn't realize that. I also didn't realize and understand how to communicate with mutual respect. So these are skills that we can learn and develop over time. And I fully believe that our children provide us opportunities to learn this along the way as we're leading and guiding them through routines. Because oftentimes we can all of a sudden notice, like, I don't know if you've ever had that moment where you're like, I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying to keep it all together, but you just can't because you're human. Like if you're anything like me, that's like the hardest thing to do. But learning how we take care of ourselves and have the skills and the tools we need to help lead our children through those routines is going to help us teach them what we're expecting. Laying out those expectations and then following through is going to be key. And the E is to establish environments and communication that support the routine. And that means we're going to actually use our environment, whether we're eating, whether we're sleeping, or whether we're playing, we're going to use that to help us communicate more effectively. We're going to use that as we're leading our little ones through the routines. And sometimes we don't think about how all three of those work together. You know, I do teach families eat, play, sleep routines. But one of the biggest misunderstandings about eating and play is that play is actually eating. And sometimes we don't realize that when our children are eating, it is part of the wakeful window, and it is a full-on sensory experience, especially during the infant and toddler years. I would even say that it continues to be a sensory experience into the preschool years, but usually by then, our little ones have figured out how to eat. But it is this whole journey of exploring and having this sensory awareness and learning some of the self-care routines and rhythms using their environment and how we communicate, how we're teaching our little ones to go through those daily routines of how they're taking care of themselves. And the next E is that we're going to empower your child. We're going to actually allow them to feel like they have control over and agency over themselves. And we're going to embrace the learning process. And when it comes to the learning process, a lot of times I find that this is where it's kind of uncomfortable. We can oftentimes begin a learning process, but getting through the messy middle and completing it is oftentimes where parents can struggle. I know that was one of my biggest struggles. That's where I found that I was inconsistent. And I also had routines and habits that were not serving me well. So as I worked with a coach and had accountability, I was actually able to figure out how to take those next steps and complete a task, which really helped me not only in my home, but also in my personal and business life, which was amazing. Because a lot of times when we look at these sleep skills that we're learning, it's not just going to impact us in our parenting, it's going to ripple into everything that we do. Because as we go through that learning process, it's going to help us build that calm confidence as we're leading our little ones through the routines. And the P is that when we can have fun and we can play, we can actually become the parent we want to be. And everyone will get sleep. And this was actually a very eye-opening experience for me, especially in the parenting journey, because I'm a school teacher by trade. And one of the things that I learned for sure was that if I had fun, that my kids were going to have fun. But sometimes I would be in seasons where I was taking myself too seriously. And I didn't realize that, like, sometimes doing things like, I don't like to do dishes. I don't like to do laundry. I don't like to do the day-to-day chores, because my son did point out to me, he was like, Mom, you love doing chores. I was like, no, I really don't. But I know it's something that needs to get done. But how could I have fun with it? So sometimes I'm putting on music, or I'm listening to a podcast, or I'm doing something to make it fun and enjoyable. When my children were little, we would do a lot of things, have dance parties, blow bubbles, and do things to get through the hard, mundane, ordinary moments of parenting. So when we can play and have fun through it, it's going to help us become the parent we want to be and how we want to show up. And so if you are trying to figure out what's keeping your child up at night, what's making those nap times so challenging, I'm going to encourage you to check out down below the 6 things that kept your child from sleeping last night. As you go through this free video series, you're going to be able to see the different areas. And there's one that you might be surprised how it might be impacting and robbing you of those sleep-filled nights. I want to take a moment to give you an example of one of the ways that I would lead and guide my children through transitions, because I don't know about you in your house, but transitions are always hard. Getting shoes on, in car seats, having snacks and all the things can be really challenging. So the first thing was that I would actually share the responsibility of making sure everybody helped get their cups together. Of course, it would be an age-appropriate expectation when they were a toddler or preschooler and could actually help with that. So giving responsibilities as we were getting ready to leave was really helpful. Then we actually had a place for each child to sit. And I'm talking about a season when I was doing home daycare and had multiple children in my home. So then we would all sit down and everybody would get their shoes on. One of the things that I would say to the children is I would say, show me how you try to put your shoe on. And even if they were just a little one and couldn't do it, I would give them their shoes so they would have the chance and opportunity to practice while I was getting shoes on some of the other kiddos. And then after we got that together, then we would go ahead and we would transition out the door, you know, and then like we would sing a song. We would also take time to smell our flower sometimes. This was flexible depending on what was needed and who needed it, if it was something that would be helpful. In the group coaching program, Sleep Coaching Success, I give all kinds of tips and tricks with this so that you fill your back pockets with these tips so that you can use them as you need them. And so that was one of the things that was super helpful for me as I was leaving the house. So sometimes we would smell our flower and take a deep breath and blow out the candle. And sometimes we would sing a song. Sometimes we would stomp it out. But the entire time I was teaching my children, this is what it looks like when we're leaving the house. These are the actions that we take and working to get communication and connection happening at the same time. And I do think that there was an element of fun that I brought in and made it playful. So it was enjoyable because you know what? Sometimes if I was like really serious or had to be somewhere at a certain time, I could feel very stressed and share that with them. And of course I did. And you know what? I'm not a perfect parent, but recognizing how can I make this better and more fun for everyone to bring more joy and peace to the day. So again, it's a journey in our parenting that we're learning and growing. And by taking imperfect action and taking steps to figure out, how do I learn some of these essentials? What decisions do I need to make can be helpful. I'll share a link to the Sleep Coaching Success group coaching program. So you're welcome to join us. It has rolling attendance, so you can hop in anytime because this is your personal sleep journey. So as you think about getting sleep in your home, think about using the sleep acronym and see if you are showing up as a calm, confident, and rested parent. Are you leading and guiding the routines with trust and respect? And maybe you need to establish environments and communication that support the routines. You might ask yourself, am I empowering my child and embracing the learning process? Am I playing and having fun and becoming the parent you want to be so everybody can get sleep? So I'm going to encourage you to take action. If you are not a person who journals, then I'll encourage you to maybe journal. Maybe if you go for a walk, think and ponder on these questions and see any of these might be holding you back from that good night of sleep. And if you'd have some aha moments, I hope that you'll be brave and courageous to share it down below in the comments. Be sure to share this with any tired parents you might know. Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.